We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Pei Beis, Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis, Amud Beis. We just learned in a Braisa that if you have two kupois in front of two sa'im, and something fell out of the saw into the kupois, something fell out of each saw into each of the kupois. So it says in the Braisa that we assume that even though one kupo was chulin, one was truma, one saw was chulin, one was truma, we assume the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma. And Rosh Lakish held as Afka, if you have Roiv in the Kupa, Kenega whatever fell into it. So there, even if the Chuma fell into the Chulin, it's Baltaba Roiv, even if what the Roiv is not enough, but you also say Shani Aymer. But Rav Yechon says, no, even without Roiv, even without Roiv. And the Gemara says it has to be that this Braisa is going according to the Mandiyama that Chuma is the Rabbanim, because Chuma is the Raisa. There's no way you're going to say that you assume a fell of the Chulin to the Chulin, Chuma to the Chuma. So Gemara says, yeah, Rav Yechon says that Mish is going to Rabbanon. And not Rav Yosi. Akapanam, you see, according to Rav Yechanan, by Chuma Derabanan, Akapanam by Derabanan, we will say that the Chulun fell into the Chulun and the Chuma fell into the Chuma, even without Raiv. Freit the Gemara Kasha, Vasav, Rav Yechanan, Derabanan, Abina, Ruba. You don't need Raiv by Derabanan, but it's Derabanan, you don't need Raiv. Atanah, we're going to the Mishnah Mikvayos. Mikvah Shiesh by Abam Sa. A mikvah that has 40 Sa, that means it's a Kasher mikvah, but it's exactly 40 Sa. Shiesh by Abam Sa Mechavanas. Nosan sa'a, you put in a sa' of meperos, which is possible to be used for a mikvah. So you put in a sa', but it's already a kosher mikvah. So you put in a sa', it's bottle. Then v'nata, so you took a sa' out. It's kosher. That's the halacha, because if you were to take the sa' out first, and then you put in the sa' of meperos, it would be possible, because it turned into a mikvah 39 sa', which is possible, and it can't be mashlim with meperos. Juice from fruit is not kosher from mikvah. So if you have 39 saw of water and you add a 40th saw of fruit juice, it will not be a kosher mikvah. But here, you first put the fruit juice into the 40 saw. So it was bottle. And now I took out a saw, so then it's kosher. Ad rubai, until roiv. That means you only can do this 19 times. But 19 saw I could take out. One saw, put a saw in, take a saw out. Put a saw in, take a saw out. 19 saw. My lav, the Neshtai Aruba, is still Roiv left. You have to make sure there's 21 saw left. And you only can do this 19 times, because then you're worried there'll be more than 19 saw of May Paris. That will be a problem. And Rashi explains that the question is, Delchari here is the Rabbanon, and here still you see, you need a bit of a Roiv. You can't be Samech on 50-50. Why is it only is the Rabbanon here? So Rashi says, because Psul She'iva is the Rabbanon, Psul Maim She'uvim is the Rabbanon, and therefore here is only the Rabbanon, and still you see, you need Roiv. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Frank Taisvis, you know, you're right, Psul She'uvim is only the Rabbanon, but here's a bigger Psul, here's a Psul Daraisa, here's May Paris, which is a Psul Daraisa. That's Taisvis asks, a very simple question, but what's going on here, Rashi? Taisa has three mahalchim. We'll say the last two mahalchim. One Taras Taisa is that here, even May Paris, Midaraisa, is not a problem. Why? Because when I put in the May Paris into the 40 saw, it was bottle. Now I put in the next saw, it's like it's 41 saw of kosher water here, because they don't add up. Once it's comma bottle, after you said everything I put in is bottle, and as you put in it's bottle, it doesn't add up to an altogether 19 saw of May Paris. Therefore, it's only the Rabbanon the Gapsul, not the Rais the Gapsul. That's one Teretz Taisis. It doesn't stem at Rashi, Rashi is lost in She'iva's the Rabbanon, but that's the Mahalcha Taisis. The last Pshat Taisis, maybe you could fit into Rashi, that he says one of the things that we talk about there is Temed. Temed means water that you soak peels or pits of grapes. So that tamed has a din of water, not May Paris, and the whole psul there is Mayim She'uvim, and on that Rashi is saying, M'chaira, there is the Rabbanon, and still see you need Roiv. So like upon the Gemara's Kasha is that you see, Rav Yechon himself says you need Roiv of kosher water, even though it's only a psul the Rabbanon. You see, even by the Rabbanon, you need Roiv. So like the Gemara, loy nishko rubai. Doesn't ad rubai doesn't mean you need Roiv of the Megashamim. It means you shouldn't take out Roiv on the Megisham. It means 20-20 will be good also. 20-20 will be good also. So Echanami, here also you have to say, by the case of Kupais, would also be even. When it says you don't need Roiv in the Chulin, in the Kupa and the Chulin, to be more than the Chuma, it means it doesn't have to be more than 50%, but it has to be at least 50-50. The Bayisem, another territory, is really Taka by the Rabbanon, you need Roiv. Like, for example, by Mikvah, you need Roiv kosher water. We have the Braisa that says we have a two kupas in front of two sa'a. Why there don't you need Raiv? Because there you have a yisoid called Shani Omer. Shani Omer is, you can be titled. Since it's the Rabbanan, you can say, the Chulun fell into Chulun, Chulun fell into Chulun. You have a way to explain it. And the Rabbanan, you'll say it's a Safik. And the Rabbanan, you'll say, this went into here, and this went into here. I, by the saw also, why don't we say by the 40 saw, you can put as much as you want, but say that what I'm taking out is the May Paris. Say Shani Omer, the one I'm taking out is May Paris. Like I can put in May Paris a bunch of times, but always, whenever I take out, I'll say it's the May Paris. That's the Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, because by water you can't say this. Since it mixes, there's no way you're not taking out May Geshamim as well, and therefore there's no way you can say that Shani Omer there. Dafka over here, where it's two separate kupois, you could say Shani Omer. So Akaponim, that's what we're holding right now. We have Machlekes of Yechidon and Rish Lakish. If the Adreganus in the Mishnah could eat Truma Deraisa, and what's the Bir Machlekes? Rish Lakish holds Adreganus is a Suffolk Zacha Suffolk Nekeva. So since he's a Suffolk Zacha Suffolk Nekeva, it can't be Michael's wife Truma Deraisa, because it's a Suffolk. He might not be married for real. Therefore, only gives feed Truma Derabanan. Mashenker of Yechidon holds Adreganus is a Zachar Vadai, and therefore he can even eat Truma, he can even be Michael's wife, but Truma Deraisa. The Rish Lakish cannot be Michael's wife, Truma Deraisa, because it's a Suffolk. But according to Rabbi Yechon, he could be Michael's wife, with Truma Deraisa. So we want to ask a kasha from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanan, our Mishnah, Adreganus Noise, Adreganus can get married. It's Mashpa, even Lechatchila get married. So what do you see? It's a Vade Zacha. If it would be a Suffolk, you wouldn't say Lechatchila get married. So the Mara says, Rish Lakish will answer, Tani, Im Nasa Nasa, that's the Abdigaris. If he gets married, it works. The main means with the Evid. Frank Demar, no, but Hanoi Seikatani. It says, get married Lechatchila. Don't tell me it means with the Evid. It says, Lechatchila. So Rish Lakish says back, no, I'll show you it's only it means Noise with the Evid. Why? No, Tamech, it says, my Avaloi Nisa. It says in the Mishnah, Adreganus Noise, Avaloi Nisa, but can't be, you can't marry her. Her, you know, the Adreganus can't be a her. A man can't marry the Adreganus. A man cannot have Adreganus. Now that definitely means with the Eved. Even with the Eved, a man cannot stay married to Adreganus. The Mashal speaks out, if a man gives Kedushin to Adreganus, the fear of Shlok is that it's a Suffolk, you'll need a get. But there's even with the Eved, you can't stay together. Loi Nisa means with the Eved. And if Loi Nisa means with the Eved, so probably Noise, Ella, read inside, my Nisa the Eved, Noise Nami means the Eved. Since Nisa means, Loshon Nisa means you can't even stay married with the Eved, so Noise also means, but Adreganus can marry in a Keva with the Eved. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, Noise means the Eved. Amri, so Rabbi Yechon says back, no. Loi, noisi lechatchila mashma. Noisi is mashma lechatchila. Aval loi nisa d'eved, nami loi. But loi nisa mashma d'eved also not. It's not like a hekish. Noisi says lechatchila. It goes mekotze lechotze. Noisi means lechatchila. A dragoness can marry a nekeva. But a nekeva can marry a dragoness, even with d'eved. And therefore Rashi says, the mestavra like Rabbi Yechon. The Mishnah is mestavra like Rabbi Yechon on that a dragoness is a vadai zacha, because you see, he could marry lechatchila, marry a nekeva, and therefore, it's a stomach like Rabbi Yechonon. Now, the Mara is a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. So it comes out, you look at the Mishnah. Let's go back and look at the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Adreganus Noisei Avaloi Nisa. And fear of Yechonon, I'm going to Rabbi Yechonon now. Noisei means the Chatchila. It means he's a full fledged Zacha. Adreganus Noisei Avaloi Nisa. Then it says, Rabbi Yezai, Adreganus Chayav Allah Skila Kazacha. Adreganus, if a Zacha is born, the Adreganus, Yechayav Skila Kazacha. Okay, that's what we just said. Adreganus Noisei. We just said he's a Zacha Vada, according to Rabbi Yechonon. That's what we're saying, it's a Mestavra. So the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer are the exact same thing. It's a Kasha Rabbi Yechonon. This is a Fear of Shlokish. Adreganus Noisei was only with the Abbot, so it was a suffix. And I stand, Rabbi Eliezer is arguing. Now we're saying Fear of Rabbi Yechonon. Adreganus Noisei means Lechatchila, he's a full fledged Zacha. So what's Rabbi Eliezer adding on? It's a riot to Rosh Lakish. The Tanakam is Mesupik. And that's why he's arguing. And for the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yechon will say like this. Bein Lamar, Mifsha Pshitle. Silent Fi the Tanakama, Silent Fi Rabbi Yezer, is Pashitle, that's a Zacha Vadai. So what's the Nafkimini? What's the Machlekes? Ikebinayo, Skila Mishneh Mekaimais. The Marsavah Yavlam Skila Mishneh Mekaimais, or Marsavah Kazacha. The Machlekes is like this. This Zacha was Ba and that's Adreganus. So according to Tanakama, Saif is Ba in the place where they would have Bia if he would be a Zachar, and Sai if he was Ba'alav in his Nakevus. Either way, you'll be Chayiv or Skila. Either way, Sai, both Bekaimus, Sai Shloikadarka and Sai Ben Nakevus. Masha'en Kirav Eliezer holds, no, only like a Zohar. He's a full-fledged Zohar. So only Chayiv like a Zohar. You're not Chayiv, it's Makom Nekevus. The Tanakhama holds, even though it's full-fledged Zohar, you're Chayiv, it's Makom Nekevus. And the Gemara on Daf Pegimel Beis learned that from a Drosh, from a Pasuk. That's the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Yechon holds, no, and Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, only Chayiv Kazachah. So now it's very Geshmak. Both hold Vadi Kazachah. The Machlik is the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Eliezer is, if you're Chayiv, Mishneh Kaimais, or not.